As the coronavirus spreads around the globe, trips are being canceled and cities and countries are encouraging people to limit travel. So for international high school students here in Vermont, who are thousands of miles away from their families back home, it's a time of uncertainty and concern. And still, these teenagers are trying to live their lives and make the most of their experiences here in the U.S. Here's more on that from VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman.
The SAP is running pretty well here on the Putney School campus, and Ayaka is getting a crash course on how Vermont maple syrup is made.
Well, that one's full. Oh, wow. There you go. And the foam means there's sweetness in that SAP. It hasn't been very sweet. It's been running so fast.
Ayaka is 18. She's from Japan, and she's a senior here at Putney School. The school asked that we not use her last name to protect her privacy. It's spring break, and she wasn't supposed to be here in New England collecting sap on this brilliant early spring morning.
I was planning on going back home for the spring break. I was planning on hanging out with my friends and have a lot of good Japanese food and stuff, but...
There isn't a travel ban in Japan, but Ayaka says she and her parents have been watching the news and keeping up on how the new coronavirus is spreading around the globe. They were afraid Ayaka might end up quarantined somewhere and maybe miss too much school. So the trip back home was canceled. She'll spend the next few weeks in Putney, and today she's working for the school's farm program collecting sap.
It's scary, but... I don't know, there's not much I can do, so I'm just going to do my, like, daily routine and do whatever I can and try not to think about it too much.
Karen Gutentag is the person at the Putney School who's trying to help the students not think about it too much. Gutentag is dean of students, and she says the last few weeks have been intense, with a steady back and forth between parents all over the world. There are about 40 international students at the school, and many of them had plans to go home this week. Gutentag said one student found out just as she was getting ready to leave that the trip home wasn't going to happen.
You know, especially with their fears about what may be going on in their home country, desperately wanted to be with their families and have that reassurance. And their families wanted to feel like they had control over their child's safety as well. So it's been so sad for many of the families.
Do you like this lamp or do you want it shorter?
Shorter.
In a backyard in Brattleboro, Julia Mengoli is working on her host sister's fingernails.
That's a pretty good lamp. Like, I like it, but I don't know if you... Do you want me to do it?
A little bit shorter, but not that much.
Okay.
Mengoli is from northern Italy, one of the region's hardest hit by the coronavirus. She's spending the year at Brattleboro Union High School as a foreign exchange student. Just this week, the prime minister in Italy put tight restrictions on travel and banned all public gatherings. Mengoli's school back home is shut down.
It's kind of concerning, but I also know that my parents are good right now. My grandparents are fine. Everybody that I know is not in danger. So that's good. It makes me feel better, but it's still a little bit scary because, yeah, you know, it could happen and you're far away. So.
She talks to her parents every day, and she follows her Italian classmates on Instagram.
All my friends are studying online, and everybody is just staying home. They're not going out, and that kind of bothers them because they stay all day home, maybe hang out together, but at home. So it's kind of boring.
Arturo Rodriguez is another international exchange student at Brattleboro Union High. He's from northern Mexico. Rodriguez says the students he's been hanging out with aren't really obsessing about the virus. He says young people don't seem to be getting sick, but he does understand that there are international decisions being made that could affect his travel plans.
I'm not, like, super worried, but the thing that for me is worse, I don't want, like, the countries to close the doors, you know? Like, if my country closed the doors or United States, it's going to be complicated to go back to my country. So I am worried about that than the sickness, you know?
Many schools around the state have canceled their spring and summer trips, and everyone who's involved in international education is waiting to see how things play out for the new academic year this fall. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.